This is Linda Hamilton.
This is Boyd Banks.
Hello, this is Heather Langenkamp.
This is Lance Henriksen.
Hey, this is Danny Cooksey.
Hi, this is Kim Forey.
You're tuning in.
And you're listening.
You do it, I'll do it. We'll all be there. Meet you there.
40 ounces of horror.
Let me tell you something.
Don't fall asleep.
Peace.
You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror with your hosts, Chad and James.
We're back.
Yes. Yes, we are.
It's been a while. This is the 40 Ounces of Horror podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm James.
Yeah. Well.
This is it.
Yeah. Good news is we're back.
Yeah.
The bad news is.
What are we talking about?
Well, that. And our equipment has taken a shit.
Like always, in preparation for the episode, Chad comes over and, you know, comes in the studio and tries to set everything up. And then 3 hours later.
Yeah. So let's just start from the beginning.
The very beginning?
about 4 years ago. No. Yeah. No, the last...
when was the last episode we did?
I believe it was in March. Maybe February.
Was it the last Cincinnati Horror Hound?
It was right after Horror Hound in March, I believe.
Is that the one that Will came to?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
That was a long time ago.
Oh, they all blur together now.
But what had happened is there
you
was
see what's going on with my checking account. Is it?
we had a bit of a problem. We had a major flood.
Yeah. So what happened is the studio got flooded and it fucked up a lot of shit, ruined like half my supplies and all of our podcast stuff that was here. All got flooded. So,
yeah, and see, I had thought that I had replaced the enough stuff and repaired stuff, but our interface was still giving us crap. So, looks like we have to buy some new expensive equipment.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when like your friend gets hit in the balls and it takes some time to recover, and then somebody just gives him the tap afterwards, and he's hurting for another 5 hours.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. That's what
a lot has happened. So the flood set us back quite a bit, but we took the opportunity to take a step back. I had another child.
That's how you deal with it. Well, I gotta take a step back. We're having a kid.
Well, that happened.
Yeah.
You started your studio.
Yes.
Creepshow Studios. Let's, why don't you, promote that a bit. Talk about it.
All right, so I graduated from, Tom Savini School, as you guys, know, and, everybody went out to L.A. and wanted to do their thing out there, but I felt like there was nothing here in the Midwest, no studios, so I came back to Indianapolis and, started Creepshow. We had our big debut at Mask Fest, in September, and it went really well, and, made a lot of good contacts, so it's a snowball effect. It's kind of picking up steam.
And, yeah, and hopefully we get the word out here, so why don't you give out your information for that?
Yeah. You can, check out Creepshow Studios on Facebook. Like us on there, Creepshow Studios, or at, Instagram, Creepshow Studios, or you can follow, me on Instagram, and then that's a link to, Creepshow, I think, and I post pictures on there. So it's just jamesdunnfx.com.
FX.
Not letters. .com. That's my email. Just James Dunn FX.
Yeah, FX letters. So yeah, I mean, we're sitting in his studio right now. He's got a bunch of molds out there, so it's looking good. Did pretty well.
Yeah.
When you were sitting at a booth all weekend.
Yeah.
And
making money.
And
making
I was not. I was the.
You were hanging out with Will, weren't you?
I was hanging out with Will and Steph, and I was their third.
Last time I saw you at Mask Fest, you were sitting outside, and it was cold as fuck. And there's all these empty beer cans around you and you're chain smoking. It's like, Chad, do you want to go in there? Like, I ain't going in that sock hop.
I don't even know why I buy tickets outside. I just sit outside.
It's like, you sure you want to go in?
No, I ended up buying a bunch of stuff this time. I don't remember what it was I bought, yeah. But I actually spent some. They had a really cool booth for t-shirts there this time around.
Which one?
The Ink It.
Oh, is that the one where they screen print it right
there
in front of you?
Yeah, you like pick the designs, and then they'll screen print it on whatever shirt you want. So
didn't
like,
you have that card? Didn't you have a card?
Yeah.
I lost that with the shirt.
Yeah,
didn't
I don't
you?
Know.
What was the shirt that you got?
It was a Jaws shirt. It has like
Did you buy that for Brandon, or Brandon tell you to buy that shirt?
No, I bought it for me, but it says Quince, like shark hunting or whatever, the front on the back says you're going to need a bigger boat.
A biggie boat.
And then I bought a Shining t-shirt. It's just like a logo on the front, like a tourist shirt for the Overlook Hotel.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was only like $10 for shirt, and then if you wanted to add two designs on it, it was $15.
That's not bad.
No, it was good.
I think that's the most original t-shirt.
There was two booths that did that, and one of them was really shitty. Really? Like, it was the most generic.
They're like across from each other, staring each other down the whole weekend.
They were all kind of across from each other, but they were like really, really generic designs. Yeah. I bought a book and I bought some stuff, but that was like, what, fucking 3 months ago? Seriously, we haven't recorded since April or March, so. Mm-hmm.
Shit happens, man.
Yeah, things have been a little bit.
So it's snowing here.
It's snowing.
It's said a blanket of snow, but
and it's some bullshit is what it is.
A guy can go fuck himself. Meteorologist must have the easiest job ever. You know, it may or may not rain. Film at 11.
So I posted on Instagram that we're back, and a lot of people are kind of I don't know if they're upset or they're happy.
Is it just all like weird like smiley emoji faces?
Fucking finally. And, what?
Who is you is?
And somebody put, yes, when did Skynet go active so I can adjust that digital dial?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I saw Terminator, the new Terminator movie. I liked it.
I'm so far behind on movies.
Oh, I saw like all of the
it's
things.
It's fucking stupid.
Did we ever get No, Mad Max came out this summer, right?
So did we talk about Mad Max?
I don't know. It came out this year, so...
Mad Max is the greatest fucking action movie ever made.
I wouldn't say ever made, but it was by far the best of the year.
It was nonstop total action.
Oh, I fucking love it. So good. I mean, it's not like it was better than Pacific Rim for me.
For me, it had better action than Die Hard.
Oh,
that's I know.
Oh,
but just think about everything that happened in Mad Max. All the vehicles jumping just, back and forth.
Well, it was
just,
old school. It was all practical, and it was like one of those old school movies where it was all just one car chase the entire movie.
And then those pole cats, the guys on the somebody got paid to do that,
the
really?
The fucking Doof Warrior, the dude on the front of the truck with the guitar, was fucking incredible. That's
awesome.
That was a pretty cool movie.
The cool thing is when I got that the special edition, I got the trilogy that came in, so it came with like all the movies. But all the extras on there, it actually shows them making all these cars.
Yeah.
And there's some guys like, man, that's not going to happen. You ain't going to put that engine on there. And sure enough, they make all these fucking crazy cars.
Yeah,
so awesome.
Yeah, it was fucking.
What do you think they do with all those cars afterwards? You think they just put them in like a warehouse? Somebody has to buy them. I would fucking buy
them. Tom Hardy's probably having them in his garage, or Charlize Theron, because she was really the star of the movie.
God, she was so good.
So we didn't even do any notes or anything for this episode.
No,
I mean there's too much to cover over the last 8 months or whatever. And
what's the last thing we saw in theaters? Is that Riff Trax?
We went to Riff Trax.
Miami Connection.
God damn it, I love it.
It was so good. I found my dad!
Also, what else has happened? You got engaged?
Yes.
Sucker.
Sucker fool. Yes, everything's on the up and up.
You had an engagement party?
Yeah.
Things got crazy?
Yeah.
Got people's lit up. I shaved my head.
There?
No, but that was my first public appearance after I shaved my head. It was time to let it go.
I said you showed up looking like the T-700.
Well, in Kelby's
the one word, model down from Turner.
In Kelby's drunk words, she was like, "Yeah, you don't look like a dickhead anymore." Didn't know how to take
that. She was so fucking annihilated, offline and everything. Towards the end of the night, she was talking to Chase. Chase was like, "I don't think you need anymore." And she goes, "Watch me chug this bottle of wine." I was like, you're making a spectacle of yourself.
We're burning through some topics here because really don't have much to talk about. Let's just go back. Summer movies that I saw. Well, you said you didn't see shit.
Yeah.
You saw
Terminator.
I saw the new Terminator movie. I liked it. I thought it was just fine. I mean, it's obviously not as good as the first two, but it was better than the last two.
Have you seen Creed yet?
I have not, but I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah.
What else came out this summer?
Green Inferno. I haven't seen Green Inferno.
I still haven't seen that. I was really excited for it, and then I started hearing some really bad things about it.
I heard there's like one good scene at the end, but the rest is just all kind of shitty.
We saw Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk's awesome.
Yeah, with Kurt Russell.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Fucking.
I'll tell you what, it was. First, it was a Western. I fucking love Westerns.
No.
Second, what can you, it's Kurt Russell.
Yeah, and then it's
you
just
watch
like
anything with Kurt Russell.
Crazy ass Indians and they call
cannibals.
Them troglodytes.
Troglodytes?
That's what they call
it. Sounds
them.
Like someone from Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
I saw Final Girls the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. I liked it. It was a lot more drama than comedy than I expected.
Really?
It was still funny, but it was, you know, like at the beginning of the movie, the chick, like, she, it's like her in a car and her mom dies. And then it goes to 3 years later, and her mom is somebody that's in this movie, so.
Oh, okay.
So when they go into the movie, like, it's her mom, and she's all like,
gotcha.
I love my mom.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah. So there was that whole, like, sappiness to it. But it was still a pretty good movie. Well.
What else? What about TV-wise?
10 minutes. Oh, TV. Well, I mean,
did you finish Hannibal?
I did finish Hannibal. Hannibal.
Hannibal. How good is that?
You like it more than I do. But I enjoyed it, and I'm upset that it got canceled because they were totally going to go into Silence of the Lambs next season.
I think it blows my mind that Netflix or Amazon like passed on it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, they're talking about making a movie.
Yeah, it was totally a cult hit.
Yeah.
Just didn't get the ratings for TV.
Well, they packed so much shit into that last season.
I was drinking a lot while I was fucking with all this equipment. This is really hard when I don't do notes.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't expecting to do this weekend. Last weekend, we're sitting watching the goddamn Ronda Rousey fight. And
dude, did I not tell you Holly Holm was going to knock her out?
I was so upset.
Did I not tell you that?
She beat her ass. It was fucking ridiculous.
It was, God, it's so crazy.
But you were like, hey, what are you doing Saturday? Want to record? I was like, yeah. Yes, I do.
Yes.
You know, because James has been busy with the studio, and I get emails and texts, or not texts. You fuckers don't have my number.
Yeah.
But I get emails and messages a lot about what's going on. We're just taking a break. James was trying to get a studio going. You were under quite a bit of stress before Horror Hound.
Yeah.
He was losing his mind a bit.
It was crazy.
So.
Because it's like it's graduating and then starting your own business and like what goes along with that. And it's a lot of fucking hassle. It's just a big fucking pain in the ass.
Well, you worked a part-time job for about 3 weeks and said, fuck that.
Yeah, I'll do that. hey, speaking of Final Girls, have you watched Scream Queens? You into that at all?
I finally caught up.
Yeah?
It's weird. I don't
know. It's the mean girls of horror.
I see that definitely. I definitely, once I finally caught up, I liked it more, but it's still kind of weird. And it's not like something to like, oh, I got to watch that.
Yeah.
Holy crap, my phone is
You're blowing up.
Oh.
You got a midget page in you?
No, it's a fantasy football injury update.
Oh, really?
Half my team is just going to the shit.
You know what we should do? We should do a fantasy wrestling league. Have you heard about these?
They do have those. I'd find them
enjoyable. Enjoyable.
I don't know. I don't see how you could do it.
I don't know what the point system is. Because like fantasy football, like you have your list of wrestling. Well,
I mean, but wrestling is fake.
So is it like, yes, but it's entertainment. It's entertainment. So is it like...
Spoiler alert, wrestling is fake.
Spoiler. You just fucked over everybody. It's real me, damn it. So do you have points for them like appearing on Raw or SmackDown?
That's what somebody was trying to explain.
Or like
to me.
Maybe like, their finishing move like more than once and you get like points?
The way I heard it, and this could just be all full, you know, bullshit, was like you get points for like whenever they appear on a show, which is kind of ridiculous, and it's not more, it's less about what they do in the ring.
Just more like appearance-wise and what they do.
Yeah. But
so it's kind of like Vegas betting. You're like, bet you $5 it comes out right now.
I do that anyway.
That movie Rat Race, did you ever see that? With those guys just betting on like random shit. That's totally us in Vegas. I bet you can't drink these 4 shots in a row. I'll show you. Give me the key. I'm going to the room. I'm done.
Mike, Bub sent me a text, said you both need a beer review on that new podcast.
Which
is something he did 2 years ago and quit abruptly.
Bub's best review was, it's good.
That's it.
But he made a video for it, though. But it sold it. Definitely
shit.
Sold it.
Well, we're getting a lot of likes for recording today, but I'm not getting any comments. Jeff Tyler Smith says, hey, horror fans, long overdue, and I'm extremely happy to share the news that 40 Ounces of Horror is back. Super pumped, and I'm sure Chad and James will kill it in the return episode. I thought it said kilt in the return.
We're gonna wear kilts. We're gonna wear kilts for the return episode. Well, you're wrong and wrong.
Yes, I will not wear a kilt.
Speaking of kilts, have you seen those gaming kilts that like people wear?
No.
Well, I've been at Gen Con a time or two. So there's these kilts, but they have like pockets all over them for you to like hold dice and stuff in.
Really?
So there's these huge guys walking around like being kilts.
I get kiltsmen. When I order materials at work, like parts and stuff like that, if you spend so much money like through like different...
You get a kilt.
No. You get gifts or whatever. Usually it's like a flashlight or mugs or...
Certificate for random shit.
Well, the one I got a couple months ago, I got a barbecue apron, but it's fucking awesome. It's got like all these pockets on it. There's a specific like pocket for a bottle of beer, and it has a bottle opener on it that's retractable, like one of those like key things.
How much is this?
I got it for free for ordering a bunch of shit.
See, first day, that pocket would explode. My beer would drop out. I would lose that in the yard somewhere.
Well, you were mentioning TV. God, I feel like we're just like rookies again.
That's fine. We gotta start somewhere.
Well, because again. I didn't do notes. I wanted to kind of restructure a bit, but it's not working out.
No schmutz. It's fine.
Well, you were talking about...
Isn't it fun living on the edge where you don't have notes and just talk about whatever the fuck you
want? Well, it might be fun to us, but it may not be like entertaining to listen to.
I guarantee we get
some. Well, if we're gonna go straight to TV, you mentioned earlier, you gotta go Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yeah, I haven't seen the third episode, but the first two are fucking awesome.
I'll bring over my Fire Stick tomorrow night so we can watch it.
Sound weird.
I'll bring you my Fire Stick. Dude, it's fucking incredible.
We already got renewed for a second season.
Yeah,
right?
Before it even aired the first episode.
So, it has to be K&B doing the effects for it, right?
That I'm not sure of because, I mean, K&B seems like they have their hands full with Walking Dead.
I don't know. I feel like they're putting all their eggs in one basket. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure they still have guys doing other things, but I mean, how does Nicotero have any time to do anything else? I mean, he's directing, producing, and doing makeup for Walking Dead. I'm sure it's bringing them in plenty of money.
I think Howard Berger's doing the most of the.
But well, the first episode of Ash vs. Evil Dead, there was some shitty CG, but I have a feeling that it was because
the head explosion.
Yeah, I have a feeling it was partially due to it being the pilot episode, so they probably didn't have as much budget. It got better as the episodes went on, but for the most part, it's a lot of practical. It's fucking Bruce Campbell. It's fucking Sam Raimi.
I love how Ash became like this old dirty man. You know what I mean? Like taking his teeth out.
Well,
and he's like,
he basically is Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell's playing himself. I'm trying to think
about. Ash vs. Evil Dead?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when we think, when we plan on doing this, and like, well, I'm not going to have notes, but we'll get plenty to talk about. Well, I'm running out of things to talk about after 20 minutes in, so.
You want to talk about wrestling at all?
No.
You're not a wrestling fan?
Well, we did discuss doing a wrestling podcast.
It was going to be the Triple Threat Podcast, and it was going to be me, you, and Justin, and then we were going to have Aaron in it as a wild card.
Yeah, right? Aaron doesn't watch wrestling.
So Aaron's like... the weird guest referee that has no idea. So he's just going to get hit in the head with a chair and whatever.
There's a Kickstarter out to get Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, it's done. It already got passed.
Did it?
Yeah.
Like, they had to hit like half a million or something.
Yeah, no,
like
it was 2 million. They raised 2 million? 2 million. I think it was 2 million.
Oh, my God.
It was something stupid.
That'd be awesome if they do it. I almost contributed to it, but I'm broke.
That was the comment you left on their Kickstarter. I think it's a fantastic idea. There's a link to my account just to show you.
TV, I'm fucking super stoked about X-Files coming back.
Is it a 6 episode?
Yeah, it's just 6 episodes, but they're looking to get more. Since last we recorded and people listened, I binge-watched all 9 seasons of X-Files.
So awesome.
And...
Season 3 and 4, it starts getting really good, and they start having these one-off episodes where it's like creature-based.
Yeah, well, I believe it was between season 5 and 6 when they released their first movie.
Yeah.
And that was where I stopped watching X-Files back in the day.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I didn't watch it religiously, but I watched it here and there. So there was a lot of shit after that first movie that I did not see. And it's funny because every time they did a movie is because they thought they were ending the series. So they had to, like... So they wrapped it up in a movie, and then they had to fucking go and do it.
The ending sucks for the X-Files, though, the series. I wanted so much more. Like, the whole interrogation scene with Mulder at the very end. Remember?
Yeah, I fucking remember now.
It's been like a couple years since I've seen the finale, but I don't know. I wanted more from it because there were so many other like side stories, you know. And like,
well, hopefully I did read that the new series is 6 episodes, but only 2 of them are mythology. The other 4 are Monster of the Week.
That's awesome.
So I don't know, but hopefully they definitely.
Somebody said that Mulder and Scully weren't going to have like the whole love interest thing.
Well, they're going to be like broken up.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's like, kind of fucking
sick. In the last movie, they were
working with somebody you broke up with.
You know what? Like, the last movie, I thought they were kind of on the outs anyway, so it wasn't really, like, surprising.
Mulder was like, hit the sheets or hit the streets.
So, what else has been going on?
That's about it. This shitty weather.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? I opened my door to go outside, and there's fucking snowflakes the size of fucking softballs out there.
I
was like,
I don't know. That's fucking Indiana weather for you.
I saw Jurassic Park. Went saw that. I thought it was a fun movie. It was a fun movie.
Everybody says it's awesome.
I mean,
how can you go wrong with Jurassic Park?
You can go wrong. There's very pickable parts about it, but I liked it.
Overall, it's like going to see Mission Impossible. I
saw the new Mission Impossible too.
I want to see that so bad. Really, I'm good. Such a sucker for Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it's a good action film. And Simon Pegg, anything with him in it.
Yeah.
I'm easily entertained, though, so it takes a lot to piss me.
Isn't Simon Pegg coming out with a new series?
A series?
Yeah, I thought he was coming out with a new series.
I don't know. You just make things up and make me go and look for it.
No. I'm sure somebody else is looking it up right now.
Oh, I saw the new Tremors that went straight to Netflix, I think, or straight to VOD. Tremors 5.
Is Kevin Bacon it?
No, just Michael Gross and Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy? Come on, man. The last thing I saw Jamie Kennedy in was that Heckler documentary on Netflix.
I saw him in Malibu's Most Wanted.
You and 3 other people. Jamie Kennedy included in that.
It was an awful movie. No, Tremors 5, it was fine. It was alright. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Yeah. I didn't turn it off.
That's your review? I mean, I didn't turn it off.
I'm not going to go and buy it or anything.
What else? What'd you do for Halloween?
Halloween? What did I do for Halloween? Oh,
I asked you.
We went over to Brad's place for a Halloween party. Was that Halloween?
Yes.
That was the day before.
When you originally said Brad's, and I was like, Flamingo?
Yes, I went to strip club for Halloween. No, 40-ounce loyalist Brad.
He threw a hell of a party. It was awesome.
Also, it was the dead celebrity theme.
Yes.
Which really fucked me up because I've been planning on doing a wrestling costume for the last year, and then
you kind of gone as what was it, Owen Hart's the Blue Blazer.
Why didn't I think of that?
Because you got out a luchador mask. Oh, and came in,
and
like,
I was trying to think of dead wrestlers, but none of them had like really good costumes.
No, it'd been awesome.
And I had already done Piper's.
You could have flapped your arms like Wild E. Coyote when you like.
Oh no! Instead, I went as Bernie from Weekend of Bernie's.
Well, that was funny. And you broke that steel chair impressively. You sat down in the steel chair.
I was sitting
broke.
Comfortably in a chair, didn't even move, and the thing completely collapsed.
You did the Family Guy like the one two clip where you sit down and there's just an arm behind
your
back.
I hit the ground impossibly fast. Oh my god! I probably over.
I think Chris has a video of that. What was that? He had a keg of WeMac. What was it? It was like chocolate and something.
Oh, it wasn't WeMac.
Cocoa butter.
I don't remember. It was a Sun King one, a local beer, but
it was pretty good.
Halloween night, I just took my daughter trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Which I had a fucking blast, honestly. It was like trick-or-treating again. She was like done. Feet hurt wanting to go home. I was like, we got another hour. Like, we get some more candy.
Well, like what Brad and Anthony were saying was like, all the guys now, when they take somebody trick-or-treating, they just have the wagon behind them full of.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can't really do that. It was just me and the kids and my wife.
Yeah.
So Halloween was cool.
It was. I enjoyed it. I worked the door at Black Acre.
Oh, yeah. There was a Halloween festival down.
Yeah, so Kill and I went there. We helped him do some makeup, and then we volunteered to work the door. Irvington in Halloween is the biggest fucking thing ever. Irvington has the longest-running Halloween fest in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just have, like, booths and shit, and, like, week-long.
But the fucking crazy thing is, it's literally, like... Three blocks? Four blocks?
Yeah, 3 or 4 blocks.
And they had last year, not this year, but the year before, they had 25,000 people show up.
Yeah, I was there last year and 2 years ago. And all the booths hand out candy, so my daughter was kind of trick-or-treating the whole time. Ooh.
Ooh.
The new Friday the 13th game coming out?
Yes. That's... So, okay, so if you looked up, there was a Kickstarter for it. It's Friday the 13th.
It wasn't even Friday the 13th when they started
Camp, Camp Blood. No, it's not Camp Blood.
That'd be a
Camp, Camp something. But, yeah, so you play as Jason, or you play as the counselors. And if you play as Jason, it's kind of like Grand Theft Auto, where you go around and there's multiple ways to kill counselors.
Really?
And it'll like raise the awareness. But there's downloadable content where you can have like the sack head from part two.
Oh, really?
And you can go along and pick up different weapons. So you can do the sleeping bag kill.
Nice.
So you put them in the sleeping bag and wrap them
up. Yeah, because what had happened was... See, what had happened was...
Tell me, Lewis.
When they started, these people made this game, and I believe this is what happened. They made this game, and it was just like a slasher camp thing. Generic. And then I believe...
was it Sean Cunningham?
Sean Cunningham. And is he still with New Line, or they go back to Paramount?
I don't know.
Anyway... They got wind of it, and it was a pretty fucking awesome game, so they attached Friday the 13th to it, so now it's a... Of course, the history of Friday the 13th games is abysmal, so we'll see. Apparently, George Romero is bringing Empire of the Dead to AMC.
AMC's got a lot of awesome shit. Borderlands just came out.
Oh, did you watch Into the Badlands?
Into the Badlands. Did I haven't. I got to record
it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it what I think it is? Just...
Not the entire time. There's still some drama to it, but yeah, it's like a modern day kind of.
You think it's got longevity to it, though?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I think it'll be kind of a niche market.
Yeah. Did you watch the Preacher trailer at all?
I did.
Holy shit!
Looks pretty great.
It looks awesome, but I don't know the guy who's playing Preacher.
It didn't really strike me as.
I know. I think it'll have to grow on me.
But. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'll do all right.
Yeah.
But.
God, the stuff that they had in that comic book, there's no way they could possibly do on TV.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fucking gross and gnarly and...
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, hell, they're bringing in Negan to The Walking Dead. I don't know how they're going to portray that.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that casting? Jeffrey Dean Morgan. The freaking comedian.
Yeah, I mean, that's a that's a big name actor to bring in.
I know. Like, I actually kind of I like Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He was awesome. He was Supernatural, which nobody brought up what it was from.
So, what's your thoughts on Glenn Walking Dead? Think he's dead?
I think he's alive.
Yeah? I think he's alive, too, and I think it's going to soften the blow when...
when the real death happens.
When the real death happens.
When I don't know if they do that. I mean, they don't always...
They have to. They have to.
It could be somebody else. They don't always go by the book with the comic.
So. I know. But, man... That's the only way to soften that blow is when this character, when Norman Reedus gets hit in the head with a baseball bat and beat to death, then they're going to bring in Glenn, so at least you have like
half of them. I don't know, man. I just don't see them killing Daryl.
They have to. They have to. Everybody dies.
Did you watch this past week's episode?
It wasn't Kung Fu Morgan, was it? His whole backstory?
No. It was mostly Daryl-centric.
Okay.
But they confirmed that one of the
Was that the one where he wrecks the bike that people were shooting at him?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They confirmed that character was Dwight. That dude that took his bike and his crossbow at the end.
Really?
AMC confirmed that was Dwight. So they're doing a prequel to the comics.
Huh.
Because in the comics, Dwight, you know, he has his face all burned up and everything like that. So this is like a prequel to that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But see, I like that road, though. It's like, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I always say, if you want the comics, read the comics.
But
I like something.
So, so AMC has now signed on Empire of the Dead, which is another comic that George Romero did. And so they got another zombie. It'll be interesting because obviously Romero's going to be involved.
Right.
And he's not a fan of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but he doesn't like big Hollywood.
Yeah, so...
And this is like the biggest TV show.
Yeah, so I don't know how
next
it's
to
probably
going
to be a whole different style of zombie.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see. Your dog's about to puke all over the place.
Yeah, he's good. He's just yakking on a bone. No, he got it up.
Hey, there's a children's book called The Littlest Deadite. It's an
The Littlest Deadite?
Dead children's book, which I must get for my daughter.
You're now buying it?
Yeah, speaking of buying, it looks like I'm got to buy a new fucking interface, man.
That's going to be...
I hate recording like this. I think it sounds like crap.
You gotta give something to the people.
Yeah.
Consider this our handwritten letter to the masses.
So
we'll get better.
What's our plan going forward with this podcast? Probably cut back a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably won't go 2 weeks. It's getting difficult.
I don't know. We'll have to open it up more and like explore different avenues.
At least a month, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I mean, I wanted to start doing more stuff, but we've talked about this before, like more video stuff and it being more interactive. I mean, it's cool to sit down and like do a podcast.
Well, once we get back to the swing of things, I think I'm going to open up a Periscope account and just Periscope Live.
That'd be awesome.
That way we can get, you know, live feedback. That way, cause they can do feedback.
You know what? Let's try this out. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's pull it up on Periscope, see what happens.
I don't have my face on.
You got your face on. You got your beard and hat.
Don't we have to do makeup and stuff before we go live?
No, I charge for that.
What else is going on? I cut cable.
You did? You finally did?
I cut, yeah. I don't regret it.
I just use my Roku. It's the best thing ever.
And I have a Fire Stick that I hacked so I can watch anything I wanted to. So that was pretty much all my notes I had.
You didn't have any notes.
I know. Well, I mean, I starred things in my feed, but...
All right. Here, let's see this.
What are you doing? Oh, are you going to Periscope?
Yeah. All right. Let's see how this works here. All right. See, what was the last thing you said? You didn't have your face on? I don't, or you
I'm,
had a face?
I'm not prepped to see for the public to see me.
No? Mm-hmm.
No.
We're live, bud.
Oh, you're doing on yours. Hey, I got a notification that you are recording live.
Yeah.
Let me open this up here. Hey, your internet's shit.
Hey, look, this is awesome. Can't even see us. The one person that joined is you. Why you want to watch yourself talking to me about?
Just make it.
And then
sure.
you quit. We don't have anybody. Get back in the room. We don't have anybody watching us. All right.
We'll freak. I got this.
I'm making this more difficult than it should be.
There you go. Is anybody in?
Renano Levin.
Ranul, yeah.
Razul.
Razul. That's pretty horrible.
Here, let's see if we can put this over here. Renul.
This is fascinating listening.
Razul.
Oh, you're going for the long shot working? From across the room?
Yeah. Grateful for Jive.
We're going to have to open up a 40 Ounce of Horror account.
Stay with me here. We'll get it.
There you go.
Is it working?
James is just using random items from the room to hold his phone up.
All right, so we're live. Wait, the whole thing was to keep it close so we can see fucking comments. Oops.
I got a stand at home that we can use for that.
Yeah.
And we got one. User, somebody came and left. All right, anyway.
Long story. See, we need Bub here.
Yeah.
When Bub got drunk, he had like 90 followers of him just watching him fall asleep.
I know. Well, if we start a 40 Ounce of Horror Periscope, then I'm sure we'll get everybody jumped onto that. So keep an eye out for that.
Yes.
Speaking of which, our webpage, 40OunceOfHorror.com, checks out on Facebook. I haven't looked at our Apple, like our iTunes thing in a long, long time, so I don't even know.
I don't know.
Comments on that.
We had some good comments for a while.
Yeah, like 3 years ago. That's the last time I looked at it.
Oh, we lost them.
At Instagram. At 40 Ounce of Horror on Instagram.
Yeah.
40OZ of Horror.
Of Horror.
So what else is going on? Dude, I gotta do notes next time. Yeah. I can't carry
this
a show. This
will be a 20-minute episode.
I cannot carry a show That's without funny. Notes. Dude, I tried... I have like 3-4 laptops, computers sitting around because I was trying to get this thing to work on different computers.
Yeah. You had a whole setup down here when we were working on it, and it was just like...
Well, I thought that it was not the... I thought it was the computer and not the actual interface, and it was the interface. So it must still be a little bit waterlogged.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Well, it probably shorted something out. I don't know.
Yeah.
What else has been going on? I've got another Horrorhound coming up in March. Do an X-Files reunion.
I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of shit going on, like, November, December, between, like, Friendsgiving, Christmas, shit like that. So I'm
going to Orleans.
I'm going to New Orleans for Christmas. I think I'm leaving on my birthday, and then there for 4 days. So I gotta be like at least chase and throw up on Bourbon Street.
I was.
I want to go to a fucking authentic voodoo shop.
No,
no,
that's bad news.
Yes.
I was gonna go down to Gulf Shores, but my aunt sold the condo, so we don't have a condo down there.
Why did she sell the condo?
I don't think she's making any money.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just go there. Usually go there every year, but now we don't have anywhere to go.
Well, staying in Indy.
That's all you can do. Not going anywhere. The snow better let up though. Tomorrow night's
one thing. Who am I?
I don't know.
I'm fucked.
I don't know. Tomorrow night's Survivor Series.
Good old Survivor Series. I like the idea of like talking about like the deadly games, the you know, the tournament format.
Yeah, so they're doing Seth Rollins tours ACL on a house show. And,
did you see the video of that?
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
He still picked up fucking
Kane. He finished the match.
He still picked up. It's like when Triple H ripped his fucking quad off the bone.
And still finished the match.
When Vince McMahon did that, he just sat Indian style for 45 minutes.
He tore both his.
Oh, he tore both of them?
Yeah. So, yeah. So now the championship is vacant.
I wonder why he had like Joe Swanson legs for Family Guy. He's just sitting there, his big upper body, and these little dead legs. He's just yelling at people in the ring. You're like, holy shit.
Oh,
Vince
shit.
Came to the ring and lost.
Dude, I just now got the taste back in my mouth from eating that pizza roll last weekend.
Are you serious? So Chad brought over, we had the UFC fight. Chad brought over some food. These awesome. Pizza rolls, but they were like
chicken.
Like chicken?
Like buffalo chicken. Nacho taco.
So Chad immediately pulls one out of the oven. Of course, just pops it right in his mouth. He was like, spider webbing in his mouth from roof of the mouth burning.
Oh, there's like, yeah, that hurts so bad. It's been bugging me all week.
I like how you were like, I can't taste anything. I just kept eating them.
If you can't taste it, you don't get fat, right?
Is that what your doctor says?
If you can't taste it, it's not bad for you.
It's like the Simpsons episode where Homer was eating the Play-Doh because it was non-toxic. He was trying to put on weight.
Oh,
sir,
shit.
I'm just trying to watch Honk if you're horny in peace. We're offering this large bag, trash bag full of popcorn if you just sleep peacefully. I don't want to look like a weirdo or anything.
I'm trying to think of things that have gone on in our lives in the last... I don't know. How many months? April, May, June, July, August, September, October?
I don't know.
It has been 8 months.
Between graduation, coming back here, starting up everything, and like slowly trying to get in like the swing of everything, it took us about a year. It took us about a year to get everything.
Oh, man.
But it's still a work in progress.
I think we're a little bit rusty again.
Well, when you have notes and we have a guiding light.
Yeah. We missed our annual anniversary drinking game of Power Hour.
We didn't even do that this year.
No, we didn't, because you were wasted when you came over to the party and you were trashed and left 10 minutes later.
Wait, did I drive myself?
I don't know. Oh, no, you guys got an Uber.
We got an Uber?
That was the night you guys got engaged. That's what it was. It was the weekend you got engaged. Because...
Wait, no. I don't know. I can't even tell you what I did yesterday.
Kelby was telling everybody about it over and over. She talked to me for 20 minutes and said the same thing every 2 minutes.
That's my girl.
She was drunk.
Yeah. So apparently for Brandon Palooza or whatever, he wants to go to the race.
Brandon's birthday. Yeah, we're going to go out to the track this year and camp out there.
I say we just wear the clothes we have and let's just survive.
See, people
just
that don't
bring
live,
like 9 sticks of deodorant.
People that don't live in Indy don't understand the event that the Indianapolis 500
the
is.
The amount of redneck debauchery that happens and
like the Indy 500 is like Christmas here. Like it's huge.
It's like a 5 mile radius of just Sodom and Gomorrah.
And for people that have been to Horror Hound, it's like Horror Hound times 10.
Yeah.
For like a week with bigger rednecks.
So, Brandon wants to stay. Guess the show. Brandon wants to stay in the track inside camp out.
I don't know if you camp out in the infield or not, but you can get infield or general admission tickets for the race. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
The only thing
just
about
tell me
this
where
is
to show up.
We can't bring our wives, girlfriends.
Oh, absolutely not. No, they would not appreciate it.
No, because it is. It's literally thousands of rednecks just yelling, take your shirt off! Take your shirt off! Like, I'm a man, I don't care, take your shirt off!
I've heard
horror stories about what goes on. You can just go online and
find horror Indy 500 stories. I mean, my dad told me many of them from when he was a young man.
You know, when we do this, we're not sleeping on weekends. There's no such thing as...
Oh.
So that's it. We're back.
Yeah, I hate this audio issue. It's pissing me off. Mostly because I probably have to buy new shit.
Oh, well.
So
this is it. This is our, we're back.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's it.
If as long as we can make it happen.
Do we have any boozing gone bad?
I don't.
What happened last time you went to a Garrus?
Nothing. Dude, I don't know what your perception of this bar is, but it's not.
Like, I've been to a Garrus several times. Because I get texts from me and you're like, hey, you want to come to a Garrus? And then 3 hours later, dude, I'm drunk as fuck. You need to get here ASAP. You make it sound like everybody's like, 20 minutes, free behind the bar, go get it.
It's a bar that's like a minute and a half from my house, and I go like every Friday, and yeah, they know me there, so what? I don't even ask for drinks anymore. They just bring them to me made already.
They have them pre-made.
I actually saw one of the bartenders at the grocery store this morning.
She hand you a drink?
No.
This comes over. Mr. Batcher, thank you.
But she was like, hey, how you doing? She knew me.
You just made this produce a lot more enjoyable.
She definitely knew me. I don't think... Nope, I stole that. Told that one months ago. I told March 7th. That was the last one we got. So that was,
it was right. Nick Seibel was sending us.
Yeah, that was the one about him.
Shit his pants.
Beating somebody in the ass in the Hooters parking lot or something. I don't remember, but
I'm sure it was funny.
I'm sure there's some out there. Yeah, we'll continue Boozing Gone Bad. If you got your Boozing Gone Bad stories. Your night of drinking gone horribly awry, send them to contact at 40 Ounces of Horror.
Speaking of, there's a Horrorhound in March and there's Cinema Wasteland in April, as you refer to it as. It's spring break for...
Dude, I think we talked about this before, but Cinema Wasteland was just a friggin'... It was a...
You can't explain it to me. You go there and party.
Yeah, no. And then, actually... Oh, there was Days of the Dead in June convention.
Oh, Ric Flair was there.
And Ric Flair was there, so I met Ric Flair.
Did you woo at him?
No. He was kind of not really very talkative.
He would have been talkative because I would have shown up in the pink robe with Flair and the blonde wig.
Well, it's funny because me and our buddy Justin got there, and he was on like a break. So yeah. We got right in line, and he was back in like 10 minutes. So
was the line long?
No, we were first ones in line.
Really?
Yeah. But I also paid $80 for an autograph and a photo.
$80?
Yeah, he was expensive.
I would have paid $8 and had him cut a promo on me. Just let it just let it go.
But I texted you that morning and said, hey, you going up Days of Dead? And you're like, nope, I'm grocery shopping.
That was if I would have had money to spend on
that. Yeah, you were
that.
Very broke at that time. Just got a text from Quentin Cifelli.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking stoked on new 40 Ounce of Horror, dude. Finally pulled James's head out of the latex.
Thank you. Well, wait till you hear the episode, then thank us.
Let me check Instagram. See if we got any.
Hey, you know what?
What?
FaceTime Brandon. See what he's doing.
That's just more work that I'm willing to put in.
Yeah.
We got quite the. Finally, can't wait for the new episodes. Blah blah blah.
that's how much goes into Chad reading comments.
Brian Williams says, what? Hooray.
Hip hip.
It's about goddamn time. About damn time. It's a Christmas miracle. These are all the comments. I can't believe, I guess people were real upset about us not being around.
Well, we're back, so.
Yeah, so, let's just start to wrap it up. It's going to be a short episode. I promise I'll come with more material next time. Right. Also, you know, trying to think of new things to do, trying to see what doesn't work, what, you know, kind of stepping back, researching a little bit. So,
I think we should start like a live Periscope.
Yeah, definitely want to do that. Why don't you, people listening, send us, you can email us at contact@40OunceOfHorror or just tweet us or Instagram us, whatever. Send us what you do like. What you don't like, what you think we should
do. What do you think would be like a cool format for the show?
Well,
like
not so much a format, but, you know, segments and stuff. you know, ideas, what you want to hear. Definitely send us your questions and comments, because we, you know, that gives us a lot to, you know, talk about. And, you know, just your thoughts on everything. So, yeah, contact at 40 Ounce of Horror, Facebook, at 40 Ounce of Horror on Instagram and Twitter.
I think that's it, right?
James Dunn FX at Google, right? Or Gmail.
Google me.
Google.
Actually, don't, if you want, don't Google me.
Are you currently taking commissions?
I am still taking commissions. It's a little backed up right now, but yes. So, well, you know what? I'm only taking like probably one or two commissions. So if you want to, if you want something done, be sure to shoot me an email.
Yeah. And you can check them out at what? Creepshow Studios?
Yeah. Go to Creepshow Studios on Facebook and like us, or you can just go to Instagram, go to James Dunn FX. You can contact me through there, or go to jamesdunnfx@gmail.com. Send me an email and let me know if you want a commission.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. We're back.
And we will be back.
I feel like we're Tango and Cash if they got back together. Like, what happened? I don't know. It was a crazy time, right?
Oh, shit. I was going to say something, now I forget.
Were you going to say your catchphrase?
No.
No?
I'm
just going to stare at the screen.
This is 40 Hours of Horror.
Until next time.
No, damn it. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I'm just, yeah, we'll probably be back. We'll try to be back in a few weeks.
This is such an awesome episode.
I got to do some research and pricing on some
equipment. Chad has to return some tapes.
So, yeah, I guess we'll get out of here. Glad to be back. Hope you're still listening. And until next time.
Drink up.